this is the topics that we're going to cover today, and we're hoping to leave some time at the end for questions, because for some of you, this will be a new topic, a digital mortgage. What is that new to you? And so we want to have some opportunity for you to ask our panel of experts here questions. But I'm going to go ahead and just dive right in and start with the burning question. Eddie, will you start us off of why now? Why are we talking about this now?
Absolutely. Thanks, Dawn. Why now is a really good question. It's something that we discuss at First American Leadership quite a bit. Whenever the topic of e-signing comes up or e-closing, digital mortgage, all that sort of stuff, it's really been available for well over a decade. Some would say you can go back as far as 15 years when the first e-notes were created, executed, et cetera. It's been around, and e-signatures obviously have been around and been legal in many capacities. I'm sure you guys use that all the time. So why is it happening now? Why should companies think about this, invest in this, lenders pay attention, title and settlement and attorney services pay attention to it now? Well, a lot of the argument, at least in the settlement community for the past many years, has been, well, as soon as the lenders are ready, as soon as the investors are ready, as soon as the GSEs are ready, as soon as the secondary market is ready, that's when we'll really talk about digital mortgage. Well, guess what? Everybody's ready. The technology is catching up or is here, laws are evolving, and things are happening. So there's really three main drivers that really got lenders to this point. The first one, a couple years ago, if you'll remember, in a 1 minute Super Bowl ad by Quicken, was the launch of Rocket Mortgage. And that, I believe, sent a wake-up call across the lending industry for originators.